There was a crowd at the pier. With a final burst of energy, I shook hands with a long line of them and then staggered gratefully up the gangplank of the USS Northampton to the shrill tune of the pipe, while Lyndon shook hands to the very end. But no, it was not the end, because I got the message immediately I'd reached our cabin, a very luxurious suite it was, that Lyndon suggested we invite all the senators and governors to have dinner in our dining room. I summoned James Symington, who was aboard to help out with a Campbell Bella meeting. We got the list, dispatched messengers to deliver the invitations, set up the dinner in the main salon at two long tables, meanwhile gulping a drink gratefully. And he and I sat down to the serious business of how to seat everybody. I asked Captain Himley to be my host and put Senator Aiken on my left, and Governor Reed, in whose coastal waters we would be cruising all night, on my right. And we divided Senator and Mrs. Prouty, and Mike and Maureen Mansfield, and Senator and Mrs. McIntyre, and Senators Smith and Pell and Muskie with Mrs. Muskie, and Governors Volpe and King and Mrs. King, and an assortment of congressmen. Everybody had another drink and relished it, and we all sat down to a good lobster dinner. What else? I'd been looking forward to it all day. The very word ship is romantic to me. And here I was, spending the night on one, cruising from Portland along the bays and islands of the coast of Maine up to New Brunswick to Campo Bello. But it was night and I was utterly weary. So when dinner was over, I was too tired to even explore the ship or try to see the coastline, and left to Linda the business of meeting all of the enlisted men and officers on board and of joining them for a movie or some such entertainment, while I gratefully sank into my very pleasant bed in a cozy but quite adequate bedroom. Astonishing to find it aboard a ship, I wondered who I had dislodged. So ended a marvelous day of seeing our country, four whole states of it, and many thousands of the people we work for.